This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute? By the end of this century, the United Nations reckons the population of Africa could hit 4.3 billion people, four times today's numbers. It's the fastest growing spot on the planet, which inevitably means growing pains.
We're seeing a real rush, almost a feeding frenzy of development activity with foreign mining investment, in some cases land grabs.
Bill Lawrence, an ecologist at James Cook University in Australia.
We're living in the most active era of infrastructure and road expansion in human history. We're projected to see 25 million kilometers of new paved roads on the planet by the middle part of the century, which is enough to go around the world more than 600 times.
33 of those roads, spanning 53,000 kilometers, are already planned in Africa. So Lawrence and his colleagues examine the pros and cons of the new projects. They measured potential benefits, like increased agricultural opportunities, and weighed those gains against environmental impacts. The research team determined that the planned roads and railways would slice through more than 400 protected areas. And if you add on a 25-kilometer buffer zone on each side of the road, where Lawrence says new hunting, poaching, farming, logging, and mining are bound to pop up, the tally of violated protected areas rises to more than 2,000. The researchers do endorse 5 of the 33 roads as promising. Good for humans, not so bad for the environment. And they identify the 6 worst planned roads, which they say probably should not be built at all. The study is in the journal Current Biology. Lawrence says we've seen the effects of rampant road building before.
2/3 of the world's forest elephants have been wiped out in the last decade. And this has actually been linked pretty clearly with the expansion of the road network in the Congo already.
And the first paved road through the Amazon, finished in the early 70s, is now a 400-kilometer-wide gash through the rainforest. Considering all the attention carbon emissions are getting in Paris right now, it might be worth remembering where 1/6 of the world's emissions come from. Deforestation.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.